Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, brother, while I'm on with you.
Okay. You got Sister Sandra?
Sister Sandra, let me check. Let me check. I didn't see. Okay, yeah. Sister Sandra, how you doing? You're on. Peace.
Peace, everyone.
Brother Wally, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, Shonda's on also.
Okay. You know what, Shonda?
What?
I just realized how deep these damn two words was.
Oh, come on with it then.
Because you got to hold on just a couple of seconds, because these two words, Brother Drew, and Brother Drew used these words too. I saw him. You use these two words now: protect and provide. Here's what I know for a fact: that when we was colored people, that your wife, not unless she was a school teacher. I don't give a damn how poor you was. She didn't work, not in Crockett, not in my hometown and throughout the South. She didn't work. And these men that was providers was uneducated men and uneducated women, because they knew the definition of these two words. And you wasn't going to F with nobody's family. They were there going to, and if it come that all the cousins and the kinfolks had to rally on your ass, they would rally on a white man's ass. I done seen it done. 1970, when we became African Americans with doctor's degrees and summa cum laude, that's 49 years ago. Me and you can see that the XY millennium and Z generation of people don't know a goddamn thing about these two words. These two words has been educated out of your ways of thinking of a man, to the point where I can sit in my apartment and watch the female, the young female, get in her car and go to work, and the boyfriend keeping her children and smoking pot all day long. That's going on right now as we speak. The female, you know, flipped the roles as an African American. You went from a soul sister and a soul brother to a bitch and a hoe and a dog and a fool. And just like I told Barnett, all of them words is in the damn Bible. I told Barnett and Robert, well, what do your Bible say about a bitch, a hoe, and a dog and a fool? You need to read it. And what is said about your young generation of children that would be thinking of themselves as that? They gave a goddamn description of your ass in your mugshot book. But these two words is deep, because hell, it is very few people know about these two words, because after 1970 we become consumers. We not no providers and protectors no more, and they ask what the fuck is wrong. All you have to do is analyze their ass like we have done, and I just realized when I sit down here 30 minutes ago and start looking at them words and start thinking about how it was when I was raised. And these people that were providers, they were uneducated people. And your grandmother worked for white folks after the children was grown. The white folks would get your grandmother as a maid, cook for half a day in their home. It wasn't a young black female working. Not unless she was a damn school teacher. And that's gospel damn true. I don't give a damn how poor you was. Your wife didn't work. Your ass worked. And you see how this shit done been flipped now. So go ahead on, Sister Son. I'm still ratting now. But I just, these words words was, made me realize the change. You got to be a damn fool if you can't see what done happened. Hell, this ain't nobody's damn opinion. These are damn facts that we talking. All right, Sister Sonya, go ahead on, baby.
Okay, thank you. I agree that this is a very deep subject. And typically, I normally don't get, like, nervous jitters or anything like that when I'm getting ready to give a lesson. But this lesson has really struck to my core, and I expressed that to you, Brother Dwyer, that it was deep inside of me, because I was also contemplating another subject, which Dwyer and I are going to do at another time. But this was this subject comes out of a question that I put on Facebook, which that question was, what makes a male a man? And there were several people that chimed in, and I'm grateful and thanks to all of you all who chimed in. I'm going to read these comments, because these comments is very critical, because they show the mindsets, the schools of thoughts that is out here right now. And I'm going to walk this subject down to birth. And I'm just going to give my honest to good opinion and my experience and my observation of what I have seen just only in my lifetime and what I can bear witness to through the stories of my grandparents. So, but let me get to some of the answers that I received here on Facebook. Is that one gentleman, his name is Daryl Hall, and he says, let me make this a little bit bigger here. So he says, I think a good woman makes a good man, a woman who helps her man and pushes him to do better, stand by her man through thick and thin, because a man is no good without a woman. Okay, well, you know, in all honesty, we keep talking about the woman, and that's a whole nother subject, but we're not going to contemplate that right now. Okay, and the next comment was from James E. Riddick. And these are public comments. My page is public, so that's why I'm reading these comments. So anybody that don't want their anything to be posted publicly, they shouldn't post on my page. I encourage you to do so, because really it's no such thing as privacy anymore. That's gone. So James E. Riddick said, what makes a male a man? Question mark. I like that. He put the question there. His conviction, his qualities, his unflinching action to keep his promises. A male's ability to protect his, dot, 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 provide for his, dot, 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 proclaim his, dot, 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 help him start the transformation into manhood. But in 55 years on this earth, I have only felt as a full man would feel only the few times when in the twinkle in the eyes of a queen, she saw me as a man, just as James thought. Very interesting. Okay, and then Dwyer Zakaya, also known as Reverend Whoopass, he said, a male and a female are human beings. A man and a woman is subhuman. That's a hybrid. And then Brother Drew, he tuned in. Thank you, Brother Drew. I appreciate this, both of you all. He said, maturity, responsibility, and he realized his job is to defend, build, and direct his family. And then David DeLeaf Greenleaf said, hey, beautiful. I have to say it with excitement because he put two exclamation points behind it. So, hey, beautiful. Well, you got to get a little bit of that in there. And then I had Nicole Ebelence Peters to tune in, and she said, fire, fire, fire. You know, the fire emojis. She said, give me a minute to answer this question, sis. I mean a week. Fire, 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 100, 100, boy. Woo. But we also had a reply to Daryl. So let me get back up here. I apologize. I should have did that earlier. You know, you miss out on some stuff sometimes. Where is the replies? Few more replies. Okay, so Betty Menifee, and her attention was to Daryl Hall. She says, a good woman is very smart and wise when a man listens to his woman. He can go to higher levels, explanation point twice. When he doesn't listen to logistics, he will always fight within his self, never reaching his full potential, explanation points two. He must listen or learn to listen because others will always be in his ear. I like that. being a man is a lot harder than being a male. Ooh, ooh, gone, girl. What you think, honey? What you got to say about that, Dwyer, Brother Drew? Before I even get into that, honey, what is it that you brothers want to say about this? Because both of you all had comments, so I'm a listen to you right now. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay, I understand her comment. Being a man is harder than just being a male, because I guess half of the world, well not half, at least one third of the world is born a male. So I guess the other part is living the life of a male to become a man is much harder just being born. That's what I get from that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is there any of the other things that you would like to say about this?
I was thinking when you was talking, I'm going to chime back in, so because this intriguing conversation to make you think.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, come on, Brother Dwyer. I know you got something you got to say. Is he on air with us, or did we lose him?
He might be on mute.
You there?
Yeah, you're on, Brother Watt.
Yeah, you there. I lost signal.
Okay,
now, there's a difference between a male and a man, and that's strictly mine, because, see, you've been given the mind of a man when you are a male. And when you are a man, your mind you've been given is that of a subhuman. That's what you think. That the second law of nature is the laws of opposites. You either is or you ain't. You can't be the little white lie. So if you up under the white lie's teaching that the female is the evil person and your religion takes you there, then you are not a male if you believe in God. You have to first know that everything you see in creation is female. It's simply mathematics, multiplication. You to multiply, she's the multiplicand, the children is the product. And when you don't understand that, you understand what the subhuman believe in, then you can never be what you are. That's what's wrong with our civilization now, is the people that's born after 1970, that generation of people. All books of knowledge talk about this generation of people, but this was because we've been genocided. Nobody want to talk about it. You see, we remember the shit. It ain't been so long ago that we don't remember it. But nobody has the memory because of the teaching. Who teaches like we teaching? Who have discussions like we discussing? The minds ain't at that level. So everything in creation is mind. And everything in creation is female. It's not male. Male is electro energy. You can't see that shit. Everything in creation is female. But do religion teach that? Do the minds of the people believe that? Do the female know that? She don't even know it. So it's a process that where only a pitiful few would understand the knowledge. And that was a deep question that you asked, because when do you become this? Because you can't be. That's the right way and the wrong way for everything. The way you think is who you are. And that's what I have to say on that. It's a difference between having sex and mating. It's a difference. And all of this becomes with the knowledge of who you are, if you male or female. What you call yourself is what you are. You call, you classify yourself as a man, a man, a woman, that's who you are. Classify yourself as a male or a female, I tell a joker quick, I ain't no goddamn man. I'm a male. A man is a goddamn mankind. That's second creation. You have to know this. If you don't know this, then you lost. You him. And I tell anybody believe in God, white folks got your mind. Yeah. And so this is where this subject here need to be preached. Because don't nobody know a damn thing about it. The damn Negroes that call themselves city council, city officials, they don't understand this word. If you think they understand it, ask them. They don't understand it. Because it's,
yeah.
And the people that understood this was uneducated people. Shit. They didn't have no summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude. That's what I have to say.
Well,
about
you know,
Dawaya,
as you talk about those the degrees of knowledge, then it really have to, we really have to admit that this genocide, see, genocide is not a mistake. Genocide is a masterful plan.
Right.
And what we have not wanted to open our eyes to is that we have been led through a very vicious plan of action against us. And now what we see is the heavy debris that is right here in our face. So we've seen this. And then so that's why this kind of teaching that we're doing is critical, to open up our minds. And the way that you do that, you have to go back and start looking at the meaning of words, because it is words that are spells. The words that have been perpetrated in our minds, through our eyes, through our noses, through our mouths and our ears, this is who we are right now. And a lot of this viciousness has come through a master, well, all of this viciousness has come through a masterful plan. And the reason that I, you know, when I have conversations with men, my personality and the way that I speak, it can be very, offensive to men, because I don't see a particular place that I need to be when it comes to my human anatomy. My human anatomy has a dictation for me, and every female's human anatomy has a dictation for them. Now, the question that we are not asking ourselves is that if we are not in our human anatomy, what kind of mind is it that we have? Because something ain't in order. We're not functioning properly. And we don't ask enough questions. So in my conversations that I have with a lot of men, if they want to talk to me about a particular place or what a man is, those two words, provide and protect, always come up in one shape, form, or fashion. And then so my next question to them usually is this the sole thing that a man's supposed to do? Or a male supposed to do? Is this your main thing? And they say yes. Okay, so, well, it made me go back and just look in nature. And in nature, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, everybody is going to protect. And if you try to come up in there and mess with a kitten, baby, a dog's baby, or any kind of animal's baby, you gonna get your ass handled. Okay? This is true.
By the female.
By
the female, not the male. Not the male.
In most
but
cases.
The female.
However.
No, all cases in the animal world.
Okay.
In the animal world,
all right.
Is all cases. This is mama whoop your ass.
But the male is not going to, a male lion is not going to just stand by. That they're all going to participate, you know. But we know who is chronologically number one, and that's right now. Okay, they have had some remarkable stories about the fate of a mother who have saved a child from a car, from a tree, from anything. Mothers protect. So this has been taken from us. And these are the thoughts that have come to us because people do not understand human anatomy, what comes with the natural forces of human anatomy. And so it raised my eyebrows because I said, I already knew that if anybody messed with my children, they was going to have a damn problem with me. And so that was me. And my mama was the same. Y'all mothers was the same too, if they were the right-natured mother. Now, there are some that don't care. That's still a school of thought. Something has messed up their mind that they're not acting in their natural form. All right, and provide. Well, that right there, I mean, really, that's just like, you know, that to me, that's like a, that's one of those insults. Like, really, you going to pull that shit on me and say that I don't provide for the child? When the child got to come through the mama's womb and every essence of a female has to be given to that child and that first child take more of the essence from that mama than any other children, you mean you telling me this shit? You know what I'm saying? This is an insult to the female human anatomy. And these things have been perpetrated on us, and they were perpetrated on us long, long time ago. Because even before we got a lot of things when allowed the European man to get on our land, that means that you didn't protect us. So if this goes back, we go back a long way because it's not a new teaching that the female has not been recognized as to who she is. So this is a creation that has been done by the design of man over a period of time to break down the female. But what he did not realize is that she too is connected to the earth. So if you mess with her, you mess with the earth, because she's the producer. She is the what, the why? You said she is the one that is the multiplication.
Means she can
comes here.
Multiply.
Yeah,
and
see, she that, comes that, here.
Right, and see
ready.
And see, that word can is a Greek word. Can in Greek is God, meaning that the multiple can. She's the one that can multiply. She is the teeth. You come through her, the male. He come from she, not she come from he. And he in Hebrew is she, and they got the translation wrong. But let's look at, can I, one other thing,
yes,
sister, before we get too far. Let's ask ourselves a question. How long does it take for the science of eugenics to work on you? It only takes 5 generations. Well, ask ourselves a question. What is a generation? A generation is 12 years. 5 times 12 would be 60 years. After 60 years, you will assimilate into the culture that you have been given, that you believe in. So, look what generation we're in. We're in the 18th generation since 1870, when they freed you off the plantation. You done assimilated. So everybody born after 1970, you done assimilated, they done assimilated into it. And if you're born after 1970, you in your 40s and 50s. And 1960, you done assimilated. Time you integrated, you assimilated.
Exactly.
You don't have to mess with it no more because it becomes hereditary genetic traits. Is in your gene pool, meaning that your babies that you have automatically assimilated because it's in your DNA. And they don't tell you that. They don't have to do nothing after 60 years. Shit, why you think he let you he integrated with you. After 6 years, you know, he had done conquered you.
Mm-hmm.
He conquered your mind. In other words, you a slave of the mind now.
Right. And we're filled with that fear. We're filled with the fear that has come upon us, the whole fear of losing everything. What would it be like if we did not have the white man to provide for us? What would that look? Well, this is a question we've been asking ourselves for so long right now, not necessarily publicly, but in our actions, you know, because we're so afraid to recognize the fact that we have been genocide. We really have been to a high degree that is the future is very bleak. Very bleak. And yes, and that freedom is an illusion. And for us to now, you might as well try to shake some of those cobwebs off your brain and shake off some of those schools of thought so that you could be free. You could have a freedom of mindset, a mindset that has analyzed all of these concepts that have been put on us. And see that they have us like a circle, like the dog chasing the tail. And that's why these type of conversations are good, because you have to rattle the brain. You know, you have to. If you have ever gotten on a trampoline, you'll realize that a trampoline is good for the body because it helps you to shake up the toxins and move them through your pores so you can, you know, have more access to a healthier body. Well, Brother Dwyer, what I would like to do is to talk about very briefly why I thought that the title, The Square Root of Provide and Protect, is because it's both parties, it's double, you know, and the square root is that which is multiplied times itself, and it could be negative or positive. So
right,
that means that
the circle law of nature.
Yes, yes, that's the opposite.
Once you come into existence, you're up under the 12 laws of nature.
Yes.
You can't get away. Everything is in a dualist system. I mean, it's either is or it ain't. It's hot or cold. It's good or bad. It ain't no in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are, see, and that's everybody going with the in between. And see, the key to the body, you know, we did a lecture on the body with that book. The key to the body, the food that you take into your body, your brain is the last thing that gets fed. All your other systems get fed. So it's very important that you have high-quality food going into your body, so by the time that the plasma gets to your brain, that food gets put that feeds your brain, you have a healthy brain. If you eat unhealthy food, your brain is unhealthy. You start losing cells. And when you start losing cells, you lose so many that you become what? Mentally unbalanced. Homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
Homosexuality is a mental illness. It's carried on all damn medical books in any language that homosexuality is a mental illness. Well, then you see how many mentally ill people that we got in the United States right now that has their own flag that Barack got is where they fly below the American flag at the embassies, and Trump is taking that shit away from them. They got their own damn flag of mental, so the country is ran by mentally ill people. Hell, it don't take no damn rocket scientists to see this shit now. And that's all over the damn world.
And Dwyer, let me add to that, because I want to say that the other thing that we need to consider about the brain is that it's the organ that takes the longest to renew itself. And right. It is the last to renew itself. So when we so it's got to have a whole lot of things that it's got to go through. So it's very important that we begin
to get to it.
Yes, absolutely. And also in the medical books, you said that it tells you that it was a mental disease. But the fact is that those were the old medical books. And now they're setting a new paradigm in the new books. And they're not going to read that in the future. They're not going to say that it's a mental disease because why? It's already, children are already being born like that now because of the mixing and the inbreeding, the vaccinations, the aborted fetuses, the chemicals that they've learned how to mix up in the labs to bring this type
right.
of existence into place. And so, go ahead,
Dwyer. It doesn't take but 60 years before it becomes hereditary genetic traits. In 1964, it wasn't here. But in 2019, it's in your babies is being born gay. It's in the gene pool. That's what you don't understand by the science of eugenics. It's in your gene pool now. You don't have to make a person a homosexual. You don't have to make him a serial killer. You don't have to make him a damn thing that's going on now. It's somebody going to be born with them traits.
Shit. Yes. Yes,
and that's
is.
Hard for how hard that with that Holy Ghost trait. That's what the hell it is because it got came through the Apostle Creed Church, the way of life that you're living now, and
but
what
Dwyer,
you see.
And to add to that, see, religion, this is where a part of the major breakdown has come to us is through religion. Because when we go back to all when they come, and what did they always come? They called and came and brought their religion. And so the religion has a very, very powerful, one of the most powerful magics that they can spend on the earth because it makes you surrender your absolute all to whatever anyone is saying under any circumstances based on believing in a God who has not even proven himself, and you have passed this God on to another generation, another generation, another generation, another generation, and all these generations are still waiting for this God to pay off. So this is a real serious ass, you know, way to use, if they want to say voodoo, this is a good voodoo spell. And all of the religions of the world
right.
Have people under spell because it's not logical to me for a slave to be confessing a religion that they burned you on the cross and you wear a cross on your neck. That's not logical. That means that something is interfering with your logic. Your brain is not getting the correct message. You are not in balance with nature because you are not being nurtured by the things that is nature calls for your human anatomy to have in order for it to function at its absolute highest level. And so we have failed one another when it comes to providing and protect. It is neither positive or negative that neither one of us are not guilty of. So I think that we need to have a high conversation about what these words mean. And that's why I'm looking at what the square root of it is, because some of us have been out of school so long that we don't remember, and some of us never got it because we was too brain dead to really get this understanding. So the square root, according to Google, it's a noun. It says a number which produces a specified quality when multiplied by itself. And the example that they give is 7 is the square root of 49. Well, so the way that I looked at that was it really is back to that, male and female. Really, we are we're opposite of one another, but yet we are of one another, because the male cannot be without the female. The female cannot produce anything without the male. So we need each other. And the equal to this is the multiplication of the child. So we have to begin to look at things on a real high level so that we can break through some of these cobwebs of poor thinking, low thinking, and low understanding, and very fucked up practices that we have been doing. So once we get the definition of these words or the meaning of these words, then we'll be able to have a better understanding of one another. So we square each other off. That's why we shouldn't be at each other. Yeah, the female needs to rise. She needs to get more understanding, because when she gets more understanding, the nation will grow. She is the first teacher. She is the first house. Let me come back. She houses the first teacher. She the first womb. This the new house. This the house you come in here on, or the ship you come in here on. So, and what is she sacrificing? And she's protecting. She sacrifices herself. Every time a female has a baby, it is a sacrifice.
And on death row.
Right there looking at it, baby.
You're on death row when you're having a baby.
Absolutely. So this is a major, we have to get an understanding of what we all have put our mothers through and what we do when we come together. So you should have a different understanding, or get an understanding that Brother Dwyer talked about earlier, that there is a difference between procreation and, let's just say, sex. It's different. And you should be able to identify the difference, because when you can identify the difference, you will know when you should be in which mode, you know. And then you'll understand that there is a science even to sex. You don't see animals out here just fucking every day all over the place. You don't. Because they act upon their nature. Yes.
They in season. March the 21st. That's when they breed. That's when you catch the fish, because they're breeding. And certain animals breed at certain times. A deer only breeds from November to January. You had to know that. All you have to do is look at them. You said something else. Two words that I guess you must have been looking at what I was doing your telepathic on me. But I just wrote on I just wrote on two words. That's the song. When old black magic got put in a spell by white magic. And see, nobody want to talk about white magic. That's Druidism.
Mm-hmm.
But see, black magic and white magic, those are two different subjects right there. And old black magic done been put in a spell by white magic in 2019. And we have to look deep into that. Because, see, you have to realize that you've been genocided. It's some things that your mind has got to realize in order for you to get knowledge. And see after you, that's what I'm saying, ain't no hope for you, because you assimilated it in 2/3 of the people that's that away now. It's almost 95%. It's like we were 1 percentile, Brother Drew. We used to be 5% in the '60s, but we ain't 5% no more.
Uh-huh.
Because it's only by the way you think, the school of thoughts. The mindsets of a people comes from a school of thoughts, and we can see that all four schools of thoughts that was in ancient Greek is the school of thoughts of the world now, but it started in the United States through the Apostle Creed churches of all four loves, Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stogate. They believed in all of them. Now, man and man and woman and woman, that's a school of thoughts. That was an ancient school. Well, they got their membership. And their membership is higher than people that's got sane minds, because 85% of these people is mentally ill and on mind-controlling drugs. Well, if 85% of the people born after 1970 is that, and 45% of the toddlers is on mind-controlled drugs or mental illness, that's what the government put out, that damn stats on you. Well, then what is the mind of the people? It's mentally ill. And you can tell it, goddamn it, because homosexuality done took over. I ain't got nothing wrong with Uncle Bubba. That was my favorite uncle. You shouldn't know that. It's about our family. I ain't got no problem with what you want to be. But I'm talking facts now. I don't give a damn what you are. You don't, like Uncle Bubba said, told me and my mama and Andre's mama sitting on the couch when he came from the Million Man Sissy Mart, that they were going to take over the world in 10 years. Shit, he dead now, but he told the goddamn truth. Because it's worldwide. He told me when they, out of his lips, he told me, he said, "We going to take over the world, Dorothy, in 10 years, when he came out of that meeting up there. And I'll be goddamn if they ain't took it. Ain't they took it over?"
Yes, they have.
And they took it over with a black president called Barack Obama. I didn't know that he signed a bill whether you could fly the pride flag up under the United States flag. I didn't know that.
Wow.
He went crazy on giving them power. Shit. And you can see, you see, history don't tell a lie. And this history is less than 50 years old that we're talking about now of gangs coming into power. Shit, I was here when they came in. I watched it because it was in my family. It was plenty of gangs in my family, cousins. And I had an uncle and about 15 cousins that was gay.
But Dwyer, let me ask you this question, because, see, this is very important. Because when we had midwives, when we was capturing our own babies, this is a part of what I wanted to talk about, too, in this. We're not going to finish this. I'm going to have to come back. But I
gotta
come back.
You gotta come back and talk about what Big Mama. I told you, Big Mama told me about who laid hands on you when you first born. Who whooped your head? and Big Mama say you born in a hospital. White folks lay hands on your ass and then they do you like a tick and they put you in an incubator. Big Mama say they don't put you on your mama's breast like Big Mama do. And put your placenta up under the porch. My placenta is up under the third step on her gallery at her porch right now.
This is all a part of the information that has to be talked about. It's like, what is the placenta? We're going to have to come back and teach about that. I'll come back and teach on all of that because this is very critical information. And they're using it. They're using our own self against us, our own placenta. They use that against us. They're using our own aborted fetuses against us. Okay, come on, who ain't seen the movies? Who ain't seen How You Make a Voodoo Doll? You got to get the essence of somebody, right? You know, you want the essence of them. You have to take a hair piece. You got to take something from them. So this is how you do it. But we just don't want to put it on a scientific level. My goodness, Dwyer, it's not no need for me to go ahead and keep talking and go into provide because let me just read that word and we could just quickly talk about it. I know we have a few minutes left. Okay, so the word provide, and everybody know I'm up here talking on Google because she the one, she got everybody damn information and she know all the conversations. So according to Google, this is what the definition is. Number one, it says make available for use, supply. And they have a sentence here. It says these clubs provide a much appreciated service for this area. And some of the synonyms, which I thought was really something, synonyms, I don't know why the synonyms, supply, give, issue, furnish, lay out, come up with, dispense, bestow, impart, produce, yield, bring forth, bear, deliver, donate, contribute, pledge, advance, spare, part with, allocate, distribute, allot, assign, put forward, put up, proffer, present, extend, render, more. Look, let me tell you something. Right there, we get a fucking F on all that because we have failed each other on so many ways of all of these things. We ain't supplying ourselves with nothing, the basic necessities of life, of food. We don't have that. We walked away from the land and thought the white folks in the north or whatever was going to be better. So now we eating processed foods that got our brains all messed up. So we can't believe these types of conversations that we're having because we don't have enough supply in our energy and we ain't been provided the right information. And so when you talk about furnish, layout, well, who's furnishing us something? We ain't furnishing nothing. We ain't owning nothing. We're not building nothing. We are not even together. You can't even bring five of us together to scrape up $5 every month just to put a fund together. So we out of there, bestowed. Oh, all we doing is bestowing hell upon each other. White folks ain't doing nothing to us. We doing it to our own damn selves. And produce and yield. Oh, what? All we doing is yielding them all the way to the banks. Ha ha, niggas, keep on. Hallelujah. Hello. And keep bringing me that money. Deliver it to me. Donate, like it says. Pledge. Take a pledge. Oh, you got an advance pledge? I'm going to be raising some money over here for this big council or this big plane. I need you to come and allocate or bestow that upon me. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be idiot, but yes, I am, because it's so ridiculous that the way that we behave, that we need to be able to break open our minds so that we can see something different in ourselves so that we can do something different for the future. We are the ones who are supposed to be talking about this knowledge. We are the ones who are supposed to be presenting this knowledge for the future. So we doing that today, and we've done that on many, many Saturdays. Brother Dwyer got, what, over 30 years in this business, over 40, I think, about now. And me, well, I'm coming up on 30. So, yeah. We doing it. And the number two says make adequate preparation for a possible event. Well, we could just start with birth, that we have not prepared for birth. So therefore, we've disrespected the birthing rights. And so perhaps maybe the spell that we under is justified because we don't understand what nature calls us to do. And we're out of order, so nature is going to take its course. So our black asses are going to continue to be genocide because we don't have a good understanding. So Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew, if you all want to say something else, I'm going to come back and finish this subject because we only scratched the scratch. I ain't even get into the holly. None of this I had before me. So I would love to come back and finish.
Yeah, well, you know, you're welcome. Come back anytime you next week if you want to. But what we don't realize is you have to realize that your brain, your mind, which is a school of thought, has been taught that you live under grace from the laws. You don't live up under grace from no damn law. Everything in creation comes up under law. Law is signed. It ain't nothing in creation that don't have its protocol and order. And they taught you through your religion that you live under grace from these laws, and that makes you an outlaw. And that's where your Christian mind is, oh, that don't apply for me. That's the Old Testament. That's the old way. That don't apply for me. When you read your Bible, it don't apply for a Gentile. You ain't no Gentile. No, he done trick you that you say you a Gentile. You go to any black church and ask them, is they Gentile? They say, yeah, We black Gentile. Well, how the fuck you become a black Gentile? It was a white one, but how did you become a black Gentile? I go to the mosque and say, oh, yes, we're Muslim. How did you become a black Muslim? Why you got this adjective on your name? How did you become a black Hebrew Israelite? That's another adjective. Because it was a white one before then. Is you sure that's you? That ain't you. You ain't no black Gentile. You ain't no black Muslim. You ain't no black Hebrew Israelite. That's somebody else. You got an adjective on that. But your mind can't comprehend that.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in, too, on that subject, Brother Waters, Sister Sunday. You know, just looking back at the condition of our, I guess, our people. You know, the only benefit I get out of this that know that we're not truly conquered, because there's still three people on the phone right now that's aware of what's happening with the condition of our people, our minds, who we are. So we're not totally conquered, because if we were totally conquered, we couldn't be on this phone today. And so our people still have hope, as long as it's people like us still out there speaking and educating. And eventually the ones who have ears will hear, the ones who Yah trying to wake up, like he woke me up just by hearing the name. I just heard the name Yah. And I paused and I said, oh, that's the name I've been searching for all my life. I've been asking the question, what is the Creator's name? I just used that as you know, from my childhood. And once I heard that name, and brother, over there at the Brother Nash Church one day, and I heard that name, and there was nothing else to be said. It took some years, 30 years, before me to hear that name. And yeah, that's what I'm saying, there's still hope. It's just people hadn't had their DNA hit yet. So once they get their DNA hit, the ones that we are here, and there's still hope for us. But I know what you're saying, and I can feel the frustration, you know, about us surviving, and we not whole. We all, you know, that's true. We can't even do nothing about that, but just accept that. But we're not defeated yet. That's my thing. We're not defeated yet.
I don't have any, the only way that I think that there is hope is that you have to separate. As long as we're integrated into European people, European customs, and that is exclusively 100% of our life, maybe if we could live 50% into this society and 50% out, but we got too much of us. They're overpowering. So I don't see any. I'm not hopeful like you are, my brother.
I don't mean hope for them. I mean hope to be with them. Oh no, I definitely agree 100%. We got to move around. They got to move around. Somebody got to move. But I'm 100%. Yeah, we got to have our own.
And Sister Shonda.
Yes.
You touched down on some more heavy knowledge of the square root of 7 is 49.
Yes.
And Big Mama say that she'll ask you a question, Big Mama would. When do your age add up to 13? From you being 13 years old, when will your age add up to be 13 again? And the number 13 is the needed death and a new beginning. You are 49 years old when your age add up to 13 again. And Big Mama say that's when you have grace and a new beginning, because you can't have no more children. You're through with your cycle at the square root of 7. That makes you perfect.
Yes.
Do you understand what Big Mama was talking about?
Yeah, I understand that. I do. Yes, I do.
So you have a new beginning and a new life at 49 years old when your age add up to 13 again. From 13 years old to 49, between the ages of 35, your cycle will stay on. And so She has some heavy thigh. I got to give you that so you can do a lesson on that.
Oh, yeah, I
have to tell
you
what she told me. Yeah, but that you said that you reminded when you said the square root of 7, because that's how she came at me with that. When you said that reminded me of what she had said to me.
But this information, that knowledge is very important because that was live knowledge. This wasn't made up knowledge. This was the way that we lived, our people lived at that time. And that's the kind of knowledge that we can pull from because it's not going back to trying to be a Kemet. You know, I don't know what they live like. I don't need to be trying to go back. I don't even know what, you know, any of these people live like. But I can tell you what my grandparents and great-grandparents did and the things that were successful. And now we could get some of this knowledge that we have now, and we need to come together and bring them and combine. But we need at least 5 families to start working with each other, and that's very difficult to do.
Yeah. But it looks like that big clock to say that.
Shemaya
205, I think. All right.
Okay. Yes. Well, count me in as one of the families. Just count me in. I mean, whenever anybody's ready to build, I'm ready to build.
All right. There we go. It's on air. Me too.
Peace.